BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said the United States is no longer a reliable partner. Speaking after President Trump announced tariffs on all imports of cars and car parts, Mr. Carney said Canada will need to dramatically reduce its reliance on the US.
The old relationship we had with the United States, based on deepening integration of our economies and tight security and military cooperation, is over. What exactly the United States does next is unclear. But what is clear is that we, as Canadians, have agency. We are masters in our own home. We can control our destiny.
Mr. Carney said the tariffs were in violation of existing trade agreements and that he'd be speaking to Mr. Trump in the coming days. President Putin has said geopolitical competition in the Arctic is intensifying and Russia thinks the US plan to acquire Greenland is serious. Speaking in Murmansk in the Russian Arctic, Mr. Putin said the US ambition to take over Greenland had long-standing historical roots. But he said the situation had nothing to do with Russia. Denmark, which has sovereignty over Greenland, says the people there have no interest in becoming a US territory. King Charles has spent a short time in hospital after experiencing temporary side effects from his cancer treatment. His engagements for Friday have been cancelled. The British monarch, who's 76, was diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer in February last year. Our royal correspondent, Daniela Ralph, has more details.
During the day, while undergoing regular treatment for cancer, the King experienced some side effects. He was kept under observation at the London clinic before being discharged back to Clarence House. The palace described the King as being on good form. He had dinner with the Queen this evening and worked on state papers in his study. But it is a reminder that he is still dealing with cancer and has now been having treatment for more than a year. Buckingham Palace has stressed it doesn't view this as a major setback and that the King's treatment is going in a positive direction. Royal sources have described it as a minimal interruption to normal service.
The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called a general election. He said the world was an uncertain place, but he was convinced that it was a time for Australia to build its security and prosperity by returning his Labour Party to power.
Because of the strength and resilience that our people have shown, Australia is turning the corner. Now, on the 3rd of May, you choose the way forward. Your vote has never been more important.
His main opponent is Peter Dutton, who leads the Liberal National Alliance. Labour secured a slim parliamentary majority at the last election 3 years ago, and the new race is expected to be tight. Many pundits anticipate a hung parliament. World News from the BBC. The head of BBC News, Deborah Turnus, says the corporation will make representations to the Turkish authorities after one of its correspondents was deported. Mark Lowen had been in Turkey to cover the recent anti-government protests. He was told he was a threat to public order. He sent us this report.
As Turkey's biggest street protest movement in over a decade continues, I caught a glimpse firsthand of one of the factors driving it, the government's media crackdown. On Wednesday, the hotel receptionist called my room to ask me to come down to discuss an urgent matter. When I arrived, I was met by three policemen. In the first of the three custody units where I was held over 17 hours, some police officers told me they didn't agree with my detention, blaming the state. As the night wore on, attitudes of others hardened, though I was never mistreated.
The Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has branded the US Secretary of State an imbecile, after Marco Rubio warned Venezuela not to escalate its territorial dispute with Guyana. Mr. Maduro said no one should threaten his country. Mr. Rubio made his comments during a visit to Guyana, saying any Venezuelan aggression would not end well. Venezuela lays claim to a large area of its neighbour, which holds rich oil reserves. A US judge has ordered the Trump administration to preserve messages from a Signal chat group used by senior national security officials to discuss plans to attack the Houthis in Yemen. The group mistakenly included The Atlantic magazine editor Jeffrey Goldberg, who broke the story this week. He said some messages were set to disappear within a week, possibly breaching federal record-keeping laws. Six Russian tourists are confirmed dead and four other people are in a critical condition after a tourist submarine sank off the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The local governor said 39 foreign passengers and five Egyptian crew members were rescued. The submarine was taking the tourists to view coral reefs. And that's the latest BBC News.